I Didn't Kill Your Cat, written by R. Stim, narrated by Janet Metzger. One, Kicking the Bucket. Aunt Roxy's houseboat, or house boot as she called it because she was French, was at Dickory Dock in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. One morning, after I'd been living there for about a week, there was a commotion on the dock. It started with a scream. Then a dog barked. It sounded like Butch, the German Shepherd, and then there were voices. From the front window, I could see about 15 feet down the dock where weird old Kay and a small group of the locals gathered in a circle, looking down at something in a bucket. Kay was upset and motioning with her hands. When she saw me watching from the window, she pointed her finger like she'd spotted a criminal in a police lineup and said real loud, "That's her! She killed Pickles!" Everybody looked at me.
"Cat killer!"
yelled Kay. Roxy, who had been drinking espresso in the galley, joined me at the window and frowned. "Mad." When Roxy was excited or mad, she'd talk in French like that. She tossed down her espresso, said something else in French, and walked out on the dock. I followed her. I recognized most of the people from the dock. Baron Vandergut was standing by Butch, the German Shepherd, who was sniffing the bucket. The guy everyone called Forgetting Michael was standing with his hands on his hips. There was also a woman in a robe who I'd never seen. Everybody got quiet when they saw me. "I didn't kill your cat," I told Kay.
"Liar."
Baron Vandergut, everybody called him the Baron, tried to calm Kay down.
"Kay, you can get another cat, just as nice as Pickles."
You could tell he didn't mean it, the part about Pickles being nice. I don't think anybody except Kay liked that cat. Anyway, Kay wasn't really listening. She was still focused on me.
"Confess," she said. "You'll feel better."
"I didn't do anything to your cat," I said. Roxy said to Kay,
"You are being a crazy person, you know."
"And you're harboring a criminal," said Kay.
Roxy put her hand on my arm.
"No, she's a good girl."
"Right."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?